little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
I'm your son, Sounds of Arizona, volunteer reader Rex Stanton.
Every life we have.
Welcome
some
to Poets
trouble.
Corner.
But when you worry, you make
today
it
I'll
double.
Be reading poetry
worry.
With joy and happiness as
be
themes.
Happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
I'll begin with From Blossoms by Ling Young
Don't
Lee.
Don't worry, be happy.
From Blossoms comes this brown paper bag of peaches we bought from the joy at the bend in the road where we turned toward signs painted peaches. From laden boughs, from hands, from sweet fellowship in the bins comes nectar at the roadside. Succulent peaches we devour. Dusty skin and all comes the familiar dust of summer. Dust we eat. Oh, to take what we love inside, to carry within us an orchard, to eat not only the skin, but the shade, not only the sugar, but the days, to hold the fruit in our hands, adore it, then bite into the round jubilance of a peach. There are days we live from joy to joy to joy, from wing to wing, from blossom, to impossible blossom, to sweet impossible blossom. Life is a tall, tender tree. By Dr. Bashish Merida. For if life is a tall, tender tree, for then life is joy, life is free. The tree is dancing in the air, sunny or showers, with its joy, with its love, with its flowers. For if life is a tall, tender tree, there is no pain or gain, she or he. No complaining, only serving and caring. Creating life for joy of sharing. For if life is a tall, tender tree, for then there is no you and me. We are nature. We are love. We are beauty. Giving and loving is our eternal duty. I Am a Very Simple Girl by Dr. Bashish Merida. I am a very simple girl, very simple. I only know how to love, how to care. I only have kindness and joy to share. I am a simple star without a twinkle. I am a very simple girl, very simple. I'm not a famous dancer or singer. I can feel your dancing heart with my finger. My heart is longing for love, very simple. I am a very simple girl, very simple. My purpose of life is to get joy and happiness by touching your heart with loving tenderness. I am a simple girl. I am the life, very simple. The Joy of Giving by Arunarutha Pathak. Be it no more than just a glass of water, a walking stick alive rendered by daughter, care and concern, warm smile, none far too hotter, or quality time spent with someone old, a warm blanket in times forlorn and cold, in times of need, a willing shoulder hold, a pair of slippers to feet walking bare, not in loud charity, to show you care, heart-born feelings, shown above false air. Anything given short of counting ways, given to brighten up a sinking heart's graze, to lighten load that too heavily weighs. Give it in cash, though kindness give in kind, a gift of a willing heart and well inclined, a gift coming from the soul, body and mind. Give the only joy greater than getting, the only joy rarer than receiving. Be the joy of giving and forgetting. Among All Lovely Things by William Wordsworth. Among all lovely things my love had been, had noted well the stars, all flowers that grew about her home, but she had never seen a glowworm, never one, and this I knew. While riding near her home one stormy night, a single glowworm did I chance to spy. I gave a fervent welcome to the sight, and from my horse I leapt. Great joy had I. Upon a leaf the glowworm did I lay, to bear it with me through the stormy night, and as before it shone without dismay, albeit putting forth a fainter light. When to the dwelling of my love I came, I went into the orchard quietly, and left the glowworm, blessing it by name, laid safely by itself beneath a tree. The whole next day I hoped and hoped with fear. At night the glowworm shone beneath the tree. I led my Lucy to the spot. Look here! Oh, joy it was for her, and joy for me. The Difference in Joy and Pleasure by William Henry Davies. Now joy is born of parents poor, and pleasure of our richer kind. Though pleasure's free, she cannot sing as sweet a song as joy can find. Pleasure's a moth that sleeps by day and dances by false glare at night. But joy is a butterfly that loves to spread its wings in nature's light. Joy's like a bee that gently sucks away on blossoms its sweet hour. But pleasure's like a greedy wasp that plums and cherries would devour. Joy's like a lark that lives alone, whose ties are very strong, though few. But pleasure, like a cuckoo, roams, much makes acquaintance, no friends true. Joy from her heart doth sing at home, with little care if others hear. But pleasure then is cold and dumb, and sings and laughs with strangers near. Joy to the World by Jim Yerman. I learned a little about joy on our main street of all places. As a group of children were singing Christmas carols and dancing, the joy was on their faces. We stopped and listened to them sing. Joy to the World was the song, and as they sang and danced, they encouraged us to sing along. They were not professionals. That was easy to hear and see. They bumped into each other when they danced, and they often sang off key. But what I noticed as they danced and sang, on the face of each girl and boy, how bumping into one another or singing off key never diminished their joy. The more we watched them sing and dance, the more their joy to the world was apparent to me. Because as the song continued and they continued to dance, the more joyful they seemed to be. Joy is the acceptance, no fantasy, only real essence. Joy is living in the moment, regardless of consequences, believing in the path chosen. Joy is the willingness, utmost sincerity, and diligence. Part 2 of the Joy to the World story. And there is a lesson I learned on our main street of all places as I watched a group of children sing and dance and saw the joy upon their faces. It's a lesson about joy and where our joy comes from. A lesson about who we are and who we can become. It's a lesson I forget sometimes, but one I have known all along, how these children didn't get their joy from Joy to the World. They brought their joy to the song. Joy is a State of Mind by Vidya Pandernath. Joy is the instinctive notion, by all means exhibiting our attention. Joy is the divine expression, full of hope, love, and affection. Joy is the courteous goodwill, shall never embitter pricking ill will. Joy is the readiness to return kindness without concerning about outcome, surely goodness. Joy is the fondness, orientation of emotional conscious and calmness. Joy is compassion. Forgive and forget. Living life in fashion and great satisfaction. Joy is the contentment, not having any ruffled resentment. Joy is the service of humanity, with freedom from all partiality, surely the power of unity. Joy by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. My heart is like a little bird that sits and sings for very gladness. Sorrow is some forgotten word, and so, except in rhyme, is sadness. The world is very fair to me, such azure skies, such golden weather. I'm like a long-caged bird set free. My heart is lighter than a feather. I rise rejoicing in my life. I live with love for God and neighbor. My days flow on, unmarred by strife, and sweetened by my pleasant labor. O youth, O spring, O happy days, you are so passing sweet and tender. And while the fleeting season stays, I'll revel carefree in its splendor. Laughing Song by William Blake. Do you ever stop and just listen to birds singing sometimes? It's so beautiful. Take a breath. Enjoy it with a smile. This is a poem about that. When the green woods laugh with the voice of joy, and the dimpling stream runs laughing by, when the air does laugh with our merry wit, and the green hill laughs with the noise of it, when the meadows laugh with lively green, and the grasshopper laughs in the merry scene, when Mary and Susan and Emily, with their sweet round mouths, sing, ha ha he, When the painted birds laugh in the shade, where our table with cherries and nuts is spread. Come live and be merry and join with me to sing the sweet bird chorus of ha ha he. Joy by Charles Swain. Earth her summer wealth is bringing. Every bough is like a lyre, answering to the wind's low singing. Sweet as bells from fancy spire. Milder light is on the fountain, softer bloom upon the flower. Joy comes dancing down the mountain, joy with roses wreaths the hour. See the stars in golden dances o'er the fields of azure glide. See the ocean's soft advances, sparkling light with fairy tide. Flowers with fond and gentle motion, leaves with grace no storms annoy. All around, earth, heaven, and ocean feel the influence of joy. Why I Smile by Kate McKinney. I smile because the world is fair, because the sky is blue, because I find no matter where I go, a friend that's true. I smile because the earth is green, the sun so near and bright, because the days that o'er us lean are full of warmth and light. I smile as past the yards I go, though strange and new the place. The violets seem my step to know and look up in my face. I smile to hear the robin's note. He comes so newly dressed, a love song throbbing in his throat, a rose pinned on his breast. And so the truth I'll not disown, because summer is nigh. My heart has somewhat better grown, and I forget to sigh. The Fountain is So Happy by Annette Wynne. The fountain is so happy. The fountain is so glad. You cannot make it sorry. You cannot make it sad. It loves the sunshine in the air. It loves to spring and dart. But all the fountain's joyousness begins inside the heart. It bubbles up with happiness. It sparkles all day through. It bubbles and flows over and shares its joy with you. A Song of Joys by Walt Whitman. Oh, to make the most jubilant song, full of music, full of manhood, womanhood, infancy, full of common employments, full of grain and trees. Oh, for the voices of animals. Oh, for the swiftness and balance of fishes. Oh, for the dropping of raindrops in a song. Oh, for the sunshine and motion of waves in a song. Oh, the joy of my spirit. It is uncaged. It darts like lightning. It is not enough to have this globe for a certain time. I will have thousands of globes and all time. Joy by Hilda Conkling. Joy is not a thing you can see. It is what you feel when you watch waves breaking on the shore, or when you peer through a net of woven violet stems in spring grass. It is not sunlight, not moonlight, but a separate shining. joy lies in people's faces. The Bells by Edgar Allan Poe. Hear the sleds with the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they tingle, tingle, tingle in the icy air of night, while the stars that oversprinkle all the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline delight, keeping time, time, time in a sort of rhyme to the tintinnabulation that so musically wells from the bells, 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 from the jingling and the tinkling of the bells. I started today's reading with a poem about peaches, and I'll finish today with this poem called The Orange by Wendy Cope. And it has a wonderful message to all of us, which is find joy in small, small things. The Orange. At lunchtime, I bought a huge orange. The sight of it made us all laugh. I peeled it and shared it with Robert and Dave. They got quarters, and I got one half. And that orange made me so happy, as ordinary things often do. Just lately, the shopping, a walk in the park. This is peace and contentment. It's new. The rest of my day is quite easy. I did all the jobs on my list and enjoyed them and had some left over. I love you. I'm glad I exist. Thank you for listening to Poet's Corner today as we explore poetry about joy and happiness in large things and in tiny little things. I'm your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy, and I'll leave you with one of my favorite songs about hope. And it brings joy to me to hear this song every time. I hope it does the same for you.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? the voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.